We continue our COVID-19 coverage with officials from Baxter Regional Medical Center, joined this morning by Barney Larry, Vice President of Business Development and Executive Director of Baxter Regional Hospital Foundation, Stephanie Free, Infection Preventionist, and Tobias Pugsley, Director of Marketing. Barney, let's start with you. Do you have an update on the latest statewide numbers?
Yes, Sonny. Good morning, and thank you again for having us this morning. Statewide, we have tested 1,770 patients. 308 of those tested positive. 1,469 have tested negative. In our Baxter Regional System, we've tested 21 presently. 13 of those have been negative, and we're 8 are pending presently. And we have no known positive results here in Baxter County. One thing we want to mention this morning, Sonny, so folks in our community will know that we are limiting one visitor per patient and no children under 18. This is just solely for protection of our patients, so if our folks will remember that, we would appreciate it.
Sounds great. Stephanie, we've seen some stories about patients potentially presenting with new and different symptoms for COVID-19. Can you address those reports?
Sure. We have started to hear reports that patients who contract COVID-19 are showing new symptoms previously not associated with the virus. Gastrointestinal upset has been the chief complaint in almost half of the COVID-19 cases studied. Symptoms range from loss of appetite to diarrhea and vomiting, in addition to the normal fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. The best advice is if you don't feel well in any way, stay home.
Stephanie, we also saw some new testing priorities that were released. Can you explain those?
Yeah, the CDC just released these testing priorities, and anyone can find them by going to cdc.gov and researching coronavirus. But what they're basically saying is priority one is for hospitalized patients and healthcare facility workers with symptoms. Priority two is patients in long-term care facilities with symptoms, patients 65 years of age and older with symptoms, patients with underlying conditions, and first responders with symptoms, and then so forth.
A lot of talk throughout the nation is about ventilators. Is it true that patients who are put on a ventilator for COVID-19 are recovering?
Well, I did a little bit of research last night, and I'm going to share with you guys what I found. So, acute respiratory distress syndrome, also known as ARDS, is a major complication in patients with severe COVID-19 disease. This is what often causes patients to require ventilation. I was not able to find any studies stating what percentage of patients that require ventilation are able to come off the ventilator, but I did find a study, this was out of China, that states of the 138 patients studied, 26% of patients required an intensive care unit stay. Of those 26%, around 22% recovered. So a large percentage of these patients that even require ICU and potentially a ventilator are recovering.
That's really great news. Our next question is for Tobias. Tobias, we understand more providers associated with Baxter Regional are providing telehealth options. Can you give us an update on that status?
Absolutely, Sonny. Yeah, we're really excited about, you know, the telehealth that we're able to provide for our patients. First, let me tell you about Baxter Regional Care, our on-demand 24/7 urgent care. And we are experiencing a little bit longer wait times than normal on that app. But people can go on and download that app on BaxterRegionalCare.com if they want to use their computer, or they can go to the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. In addition to that, we also clinics are starting to, this week they started piloting patient-to-provider visits where the patient can be in their home and the provider will be in the office and they can schedule a visit and be seen that way. That way they don't have to compromise themselves by coming into the clinic. And I promised I'd give an update as we rolled some of those out. So we've been piloting those this week with the Family Clinic on Market, so it's available there. But now also really excited to announce that it's becoming available at Aaron's Clinic over in Yellville for our Marion County listeners. And I'm also available in our Baxter Regional Health System hometown clinics. That's going to be Melbourne now has that availability to do that, Mountain View, and several other of our hometown clinics, too. So now we're starting to be able to offer that, you know, in some of the more rural locations. And so we're really, really excited about that. And if somebody wants to know more information about that, they just need to contact their primary care provider. And if they have a visit coming up, they can ask, how can we do this visit via telehealth? And they will be more than happy. There's so many different types of technology that they're able to integrate with now that, thanks to some of the relaxation on some of the rules with telehealth, they're able to use things like FaceTime, Zoom, some of those types of things where they can do that visit with the technology that patient's comfortable with. So really, really excited about the telehealth options that are out and that are available now for the patients during this time.
I understand that you have an update on the 41st Annual Health Fair and Expo as well.
Yeah, this one's kind of a little bit of a bummer, Sonny. But, you know, given the situation, we felt like we had to go ahead and make the decision. So we are going to postpone the 41st Annual Health Fair and Expo, which is a great partnership we have with KTLO. And, you know, it's usually attended by, you know, a couple thousand people in the community. So it's always something everybody looks forward to. So what we've done is we've secured some postponed dates. So we're looking now at moving that to Tuesday, October 20th for our Teddy Bear Clinic, and Wednesday, October 21st for the annual health fair. And that'll still be at the fairgrounds. We hope by then and things are calmed down a little bit, and we hope to be able to offer that because we think the health fair is a great resource for everybody in our community.
Last question is for Barney. How's the fundraising going for additional equipment that you need to combat COVID-19?
Well, Sonny, you know, in the past couple of days, we've been trying to raise about $175,000 for two acute ventilators and two portable ventilators that we will need as this outbreak continues, and also a UV light, which actually kills germs in the rooms. And so, well, we have been so blessed over the past couple of days. Our community has stepped up, and presently we're right at $150,000 of the $175,000. So we're just a few dollars away from being able to purchase those. I will tell you, we felt so good about that. We actually ordered all this yesterday, so we're counting on the community coming through for the other $25,000. We need them when the outbreak actually hits us here in Baxter County. And so thanks again to so many of our community folks who stepped up to the plate and is helping our community. Sonny, also want to and people can call us at 508-1770. That's 508-1770 if they would like to donate. We could sure use that today to finish out the $175,000. And remind the folks of our hotline, if they have any questions or need to be screened over the phone, they can call 870-508-7001. That's 870-508-7001 is our hotline. And we encourage people to call that. We have nurse practitioners and RNs manning those phones to take their calls and their questions.
All right. Well, thank you so much for today's update, and we look forward to getting the latest news again tomorrow morning.
Okay. Thank you, Sonny.
Thank you. Have a good day. That was Barney Larry, Vice President of Business Development and Executive Director of Baxter Regional Hospital Foundation, along with Stephanie Free, Infection Preventionist, and Tobias Pugsley, Director of Marketing, with our daily COVID-19 update from Baxter Regional Medical Center.